Hi guys, it's Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayakhel. And Vayakhel talks about at the beginning of the parasha, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makil. He brought together all of Klal Yisrael. And he said to them the following thing. He said to them about Shabbos, that 6 days you should work, or work should be done, and on the seventh day it's going to be Shabbos. V'lo tavaru esh b'chol moshvotichem b'yom HaShabbat. And then it starts Melachot HaMishkan. And really, the whole Mishkan was already discussed in Shumay and Tetzaveh. So why is it coming and telling it to us again? It says at the end of the parsha in the rest of the parsha, it says a little further on, it says Bezalel took all the things that Klal Yisrael brought to the Mishkan. Everybody brought what they could, and he says Vayomru el Moshe, Vayavo kol hachachmim osim et kol melechta Mishkan Hakodesh. It's too much. They brought too much. In other words, they had too much. This was the godless of Klal Yisrael. And what's it saying to us? What's the difference between these parshas and the parshas of Truma and Tetzaveh? Parshat Truma and Tetzaveh is telling us what we should do. It didn't say that we did it. Here it's giving the godless of Klal Yisrael, that every one of Klal Yisrael, in a kiilah, in a tzura of a kiilah, kiilah shleima, that's working together as one to build a mikdash l'Hashem Yisbarach. And they're all doing it. And it's all being done. And at dekach, v'amlacha ita dayam, l'chol hamlacha, l'asot uta voter. There was too much. That's how Klal Yisrael were and are to Hashem Yisbarach. And to write two parshas that were already basically written, it could have just said, the melacha was done. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael et asher tzuvu. But it doesn't say that. It says each thing that they did it. Each thing they did it. It was done, it was done, it was done, it was done. Many, many times. It says, I think, asay 39 times. Keneged lametet melachot. And it's talking about that Klal Yisrael are Mosrei Nefesh for Hashem Yisbarach. It's a very big thing to know, because this is the whole inyan of Adar, this is the whole inyan of the Shkalim, to be together, to get biyachad. That's the Machzit HaShekel, right? Also Parsha Shkalim today. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to be reading. And it's all about a Machzit HaShekel. It goes together with the other Machzit HaShekel. Then it's one. Right now we're only half. And all of us together, we're building the Mishkan. And why does it have to be built? Haray, it's going to be Nignaz. The Beis HaMikdash is what's going to be built forever. Why do we have to have it? But that is the seed that's being planted in Klal Yisrael. This seed that's being planted of Achdus that we have, that's now Ganuz, underneath the Makom HaMikdash, that's the seed that brings us to Va'asu LiMikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham. How is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to be Shochein B'Tocheinu? Only because we did the Mikdash, because we built the things and we were Mekadesh them. We did them. Mimela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochein B'Tocheinu. And what seeded that? That's the seed of the Mishkan. Mishkan Milashon Nishkon. Nishkon B'Tocheinu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochein B'Tocheinu because we acted upon it. We did it. We just didn't just hear it being said. Elo, we acted upon it. To bring it down to the Olam HaSiyah, to bring it down to the world of doing, to bring things down into our world so that we can really see them and really experience them in our world, not just in the world of our brain, but in the world of doing them. That's a whole different world of doing. And that's why these parashas are so important. These two parashas are explaining to us the godless of the asiyah, the godless of doing. There's different levels of worlds. There's different levels of worlds. It's called aviyah. Atzilut, briyah, yitzirah, and asiyah. Asiyah is the lowest of all the worlds. But basically, for us, it's the highest of all the worlds to bring it all down here. And this is the inyan of the Mishkan, and this is the inyan of Mashcheini Acharecha, Narutza, Hevyani HaMelech HaDarav. Bezrat Hashem, we should be Zeicha, and Purim, Hevyani HaMelech HaDarav. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.